Welcome back, everyone, to another episode of the Every Pokemon Episode Ever podcast, or EPEEP for short. So I am one of your hosts today, Wrestling Chris G from Sports Entertainment Breakdown. And on the other line with me this week, you already heard him. He is the fire to the Charmander, keeping it strong. It's good old Dougie Fresh. Dougie, man, how you doing?
Well, hey, man, if you throw out EPEEP, I'm not, you know, I can't not respond to it.
It's catchy.
It's catchy.
So
it's a good hashtag.
Very good hashtag. So we are here for this very sad episode. This episode is called Charmander, the Stray Pokemon, or as it's translated in Japanese, and I'm going to get it right this week. The Stray Pokemon Hidokage. Yeah, there we go. Good for Google Translate. So, yeah, this is going to be a fun episode, Doug.
Yeah, well.
You know what I mean.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's an important episode.
Yes. So, all right, but before we get to that, as you know, every single week, we like to give a what happened on this day for the episode of the Pokemon. And wow,
for the date it aired.
Yeah, for the date it aired. There we go. I will edit that and it will sound perfect. So this episode aired in Japan June 10th, 1997, and aired here in the U.S. September 22nd, 1998. So we're going to go with the U.S. date. And Doug, I think you, I'm going to give you the start because I started last week. So go ahead and start this week with what you have for your date.
So on this date in 1920.
Ooh.
Yeah, I don't fuck around. a grand jury was brought together to begin the investigation into the allegations that the 1919 Chicago Black Sox threw the World Series.
Black Sox?
Yes.
Never heard of it.
Really?
Yeah, I never heard of the Black Sox. Well, I'm not a huge baseball
fan. Well, I understand that, but I thought maybe just by fucking just. So I take it you've never seen the movie. You've never seen Eight Man Out.
No.
No. Okay. Well,
but it is a good piece of history, and I actually just learned something myself from it. So,
well, yeah, I mean, it's something that we don't have that kind of time for, especially on this podcast. But you know, if you're curious, you know, I mean. This is one of the landmark events in Major League Baseball history. I don't really know. I mean, it's just, I mean, do a Google, watch a few YouTube clips, you know.
I mean, thousands of podcasts.
I mean.
As much as a sports fan I am, and I am a sports fan, people, it might not sound like it, but I am. But I honestly did not know, so I am going to Google this.
You know, maybe the next time you're with your in-laws, maybe ask your father-in-law.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I know damn well he knows about it.
I mean, yeah, so, I mean, yeah, so this was kind of the start of the investigation into the allegations.
Okay.
Because obviously, you know, there was a big kerfuffle after the season. I think it came out maybe a little after the season that the commissioner knew about it, but he wasn't telling anybody. And then it became a whole big trial. And
was there a lot of money involved as to why this was investigated, just out of curiosity?
Yeah. And I wish I'd have done a little bit of digging because there was money, but you have to remember it's 1919 money, so it's not going to sound as big, but you know, you got to adjust for inflation and all that shit.
Okay.
You know, the mob was involved. Eight players in total were involved in the allegations, which is where the title of the movie comes from.
I'm gonna have to watch this movie.
It's yeah.
Eight men out.
Eight men.
Eight men out. Okay.
Very young Charlie Sheen.
Ooh, Charlie Sheen's in it? Okay. Yeah, I am gonna watch it.
But yeah, I mean, and like I say, one of the landmark events, kind of a black eye for the sport. Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you for that. Good old Dougie Fresh. On mine, mine's a little more recent. On this date in 2009, crime drama NCIS LA starring Chris O'Donnell and LL Cool J premiered on CBS. And it's still going today and 11 seasons strong.
Now, I know, but I want to know if you know, okay, without looking it up. Don't cheat now.
I'm not.
I'm sure you know, but don't cheat.
Okay.
What does LL Cool J stand for?
Ladies Love Cool J.
There you go. Is it J or James?
I know it's Ladies Love Cool J, but the J might stand for James.
I think it is J.
But
as we Google,
I was just told not to. But yeah, that's what LL Cool J stands for. But former rapper, song artist, turned TV personnel, and drama star.
It is James.
James. All right, cool. They call me Big LA. That's a one and one time only thing. And yeah, you're never going to hear that on the wrestling podcast. But C-Note will give me so much shit.
Hey, C-Note, you got to worry about.
I know. Oh, God. My nickname this week.
Don't know that. I've got a book.
I know you got a book. You write a book.
Motherfucker.
You need to publish that shit.
I should.
But all right, so of course, this week's who's that Pokemon for this week's episode is good old Charmander, because of course he's the star of the episode. But something I wanted to keep for this episode, because I normally only have like one story, and it's for a future episode, but it's going to be like 3 years before we get to this episode, so after the Johto League, I found out that Gary is no longer going to train in Pokemon leagues anymore.
What do you mean?
Yeah, he's going to be a Pokemon professor. He told Ash at the end of the, once Ash beat him in the Johto League, that he's going to go and live his life studying Pokemon and basically following in his grandfather's footsteps. So at least as for what I'm watching right now, Gary is no longer going to be in the picture of being a rival for good old Ash.
So he's a quitter.
No, not really. He swallowed the pill he's done with the Pokemon leagues, because he's I guess battled in a few and he has not won one, but it's given him enough I guess knowledge to where he wants to where he knows he just wants to study Pokemon.
Now see, I'm sitting here, right? Yep. And this is gonna show kind of where I fell off a little bit. The last Pokemon game I ran hard. I should say the last generation I really gave a shit about, because I did end up getting Fire Red and Leaf Green, but the last one that I ran into the ground was Ruby and Sapphire.
Okay.
Now, I really only got into Ruby because you can you can play them both at the same time, but it's the same fucking game.
Yes.
Basically.
Just different Pokemon.
It's just, you know, when they came out, they would come out. I mean, they still come out as two, but you know what I'm saying.
Yes.
And, you know, you would order them, you know. So I ran Ruby into the ground, basically. Like, it got to the point where I was just basically beating the final four as a leveling mechanic. Now, you saying that Gary could get to a point where he's like, I'm going to become a professor. I'd like the opportunity to, I would have liked the opportunity to either, like Gary, become a professor or take one of the Elite Four's spots.
Yeah.
Basically, because I was basically running shit.
Well, in the old games, I forget which one it is, but when you visit the Pokemon, I think it was Gold and Silver and Crystal. Because when you go back and you go back to Pallet Town and play that part of the game, Gary is the leader of Giovanni's gym.
Oh.
And Ash is the leader of the Pokemon League. And has some killer Pokemon that will murder you if you don't have any codes.
Don't have any codes. Now, how did we find this out?
Because I had a Game Shark. But yeah, Gary, who in the game, his name was Blue, and Ash is named Red in the game, but and people are probably screaming. I believe it was the Gold, Silver, Crystal version where you fight them and Gary is now a gym leader. But no, they didn't end up going down that route in the video games in the TV show going forward. But it's funny that you talk about Ruby and Sapphire because the season that I'm in right now, they're just now starting up with the Ruby and Sapphire Pokemon.
Oh.
Yeah. So I'm about to start diving deep into that. And
that game is my shit.
I know. And spoiler alert, everybody, Ash, when he battled the first gym leader, he actually lost. And so far I'm on like a 5-episode span where Ash is just out there training so he can go back to that gym leader and beat him.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, they didn't do a part one, he loses, and then on the next episode, part two, he gets the badge. No, Ash actually goes out and trains.
Or the gym leader says, well, you fucking tried. Here's a badge.
Well, yeah, exactly. So he goes out and trains because Ash got his ass whooped, and I was so pissed. And we're going to get into this episode, but this episode is going to be a little bit easier than the Bulbasaur episode that we just did.
Well, now you keep saying easy and fun.
But
this episode's a fuck.
But Ash in the gym battle, I forget which Pokemon it was, but he's battling with his Pokemon. He gets told by Brock, okay, you lost this battle. Call your Pokemon back. Ash says no. His Pokemon gets a big ass whooping and basically faints the fuck out. And Ash throws a fit inside of the gym. Actually, like a little baby. I was so mad at Ash because he treated his Pokemon so bad in this episode. But
which is an interesting pivot because in this particular 20-minute stretch, Ash comes across like
the good
super
guy.
Super humanitarian.
Yes. But Ash had a moment. So,
and I mean, who hasn't had a moment once in a while, you know?
Exactly. But not at the cost of your animal. But
no, absolutely, absolutely not. You're right.
All right, so let's go ahead and dive into this Pokemon episode. Episode 11, if you're keeping track, everyone, or you just read it in the description, because I like to put really nice descriptions for our episodes. So we start this episode like any other episode with walking on a trail for so Ash can go after his next Pokemon badge.
Right. And he's looking through some binoculars. He's like, "Ah, man, there's only Spearows around here." And Misty's goddamn anxious.
Because they're lost again, just like in the last episode.
Well, I mean, but they're at least a little yonder down the road. I mean,
they're on the trail this time.
They look to be headed in the right direction last week. And Ash is like, "Well, you know, I am a trainer. I should be able to still be out here looking for Pokemon." And Misty's like, "Well, no, have fun by all means. I don't want to go anywhere." She has a moment where she's like, "I'm sick of this place. I want to find Vermilion City already."
Because she wants a bath. She wants to get off her feet. She wants to relax. Misty is just pissed. Like, if you're that mad, Misty, leave Ash and Brock and go and find your own way out.
She won't do that.
No, because she wants her bike back.
She wants her bike back. And then to just push Misty over the tipping point.
Brock is a dick.
Well, no, see, and I'll defend Misty here in a second. So Brock goes, "I think there's a bug on your notebook or backpack or whatever the fuck." Misty
freaks the hell out.
And Misty freaks out, and he's like, "Well, actually, it was just a piece of grass." And she kicks him square in the face, and Brock had that fucking coming.
Well, before that, let's talk about that frog jump that she did onto Ash's back, freaking out.
Right. Well, I mean, you know, fight or flight, you know. Crazy strength. But yeah, Brock had this coming.
Because Missy's already freaking out. Brock.
Last week, Brock punched her twice in the fucking head.
Exactly. But to push her even further, because Misty's already mad now that he pulls up a piece of weed grass and and Brock puts it behind his head and just starts bawling out laughing like, "It was just a piece of grass."
You silly girl. You don't know shit.
And Misty just has no chill. It just went whack. I think she took out a tooth of Brock from the looks of the way Brock landed.
Yeah, I mean, he's definitely got a footprint right across his face here.
But because Brock was holding the town map at that point, and Ash ends up getting the map because it flies out of Brock's hands when he gets kicked. And Ash looks at the map and just goes, "Hey, we're in the middle of nowhere."
Good old Ash, right on the spot.
And just goes, "It looks like Route 24 goes right to Vermilion City." And Misty's eyes just lights up.
And she's all happy, and she puts her little backpack across her shoulder, and she's like, "All right." And she just takes off strutting, and then she stopped in her tracks.
Because she's in front of a big, gigantic rock. And then there's a light at the top of the rock.
And Ash immediately says, "Well, that must be a Pokemon. And if that's a Pokemon, that means I can battle it. And I can catch it." And once again, he's like, "Pikachu." And Pikachu says, "Nope."
What the hell does he have Pikachu for? Pikachu never wants to fucking battle. God, I forgot how cowardly started.
Pikachu is a lover, not a fighter.
So yeah, Pikachu just runs away because at this point, the way the sun is hitting this rock, it must be very bright out. So it must be the peak of like maybe like 4 or 5 o'clock where the sun's getting ready to go down. And the sun's just beaming on them. And so all they see is a big rock, a light and a shadow. So Pikachu just gets scared and just hides behind Ash's back or Brock's backpack.
Yes. Yeah, Brock's.
So at this point, they all walk up to, or Ash grabs Pikachu and they run up to this rock. And it's at this point when they like get away from the sun a little bit, we get all these glimpses of Charmander and his sharp claws, his tail that's about fading away, and just Charmander just sitting on top of this rock, just waiting.
This tripped me out. I mean, obviously not completely, because where I watched the episodes from, you can see the name of the episode right at the top of the page. I knew, you know, obviously, but just the close-ups they were showing, I was like, that's a Charizard. And I was like, no, you idiot. That's a Charmander.
Fooled you.
Because the
claw.
Right in the middle of the tail was this big, bright flame, and the eye and the claws. And it's like, no, it's just a cute little Charmander. And Charmander. Yeah.
Char!
And they just, and they do the anime thing. And they go, flop him.
And then at this point, we get the title for the episode. But don't you love how every time the word Pokemon is in the name of the episode, that they have to have the branded Pokemon logo?
Has to.
Yes. Charmander the Stray Pokemon. Just funny.
And then, so it's on a rock.
And then Ash takes out his good old Pokedex, Dexter. And
this sucked. Because this is the 11th episode of the show.
Yes.
So these kids have been watching. They've seen 10 episodes. This is a kid's show. Some of them are watching it after school. Some of them are watching it before school. And the Pokedex says, if that flame on the tip of Charmander's tail goes out, he will die. And I'm sitting here. Whoa. I'm having a fucking Pop-Tart.
And you have to like stop eating your Pop-Tart. And you're like, oh, man.
I didn't know Pokemon could die. Like, I thought that was what the training or the Poke Center was for.
Yeah, but we find out, and I'm not to spoil anything, I'm not going to say which episode, but we do find out in a later episode, Pokemon do die.
Well, yeah, so, we do.
Because we do come across some dead Pokemon and some psychic Pokemon, and just Pokemon gets deep during this first season.
But that's a trip and a half.
Oh, yeah, Wait until Ash is going after the psychic badge. Oh, that's a fucked up episode.
No, that's a good episode. So, you know, Ash is like, well,
I'm going to catch it.
Yeah, and he throws it, and Charmander, on the first go, he bats the Pokeball away. And then that's when Brock goes, well, look, Ash, it looks weak. And then that's when we show Charmander again, and you could see that he's kind of breathing kind of heavy.
So I wonder how long he's been sitting there.
Yeah, I don't want to think about that. So that's when Brock goes, well, throw it again, because I don't think it'll be able to do that twice. And he can't. So he goes into the, and he, you know, if you've ever played a game, you know, one shake, two shake,
and then pop out.
He pops out.
So this is where I actually had a slight issue, okay?
Yeah.
So normally, if a Pokemon has already been caught and it's registered to a Pokeball, you cannot throw a Pokeball and catch said Pokemon.
Correct. It won't even allow you. It'll just bounce, I think.
Yes. So when Charmander actually goes into this Pokeball, what we're about to find out, this Pokemon's legit been abandoned. Like, the trainer wants nothing else to do with it. Like, yeah, he, I mean, I don't know how that works in Pokemon unless you just break the Pokeball. And then once you break the Pokeball, and since the Pokemon can't return back to it, unless you use a different Pokeball to catch it, the Pokemon's not registered to you anymore? I have no idea.
Yeah, like, I don't understand. Like, and it's not really delved into, other than to say that I just left. I mean, it's a spoiler, but we're going to talk about it in 2 minutes anyway. This Australian asshole basically just says, I left it on a rock and finally got it to believe that I was going to come back for it. And everybody's,
So, yeah, we're going to get there because I got some things to say about that.
So, it's going to start to rain. So they leave.
Yeah. And Pikachu, Pikachu goes over and talks to Charmander.
Oh, yes.
For just a brief second. And Charmander basically tells Pikachu, I have a trainer. I'm waiting on someone to come back.
He's going to come back. And then that's when Pikachu has to basically play Poke Charades. But this one they get. It's not as bad as, what was that episode where they just couldn't? Ash got about 80% of the way there and just couldn't.
I forget.
He's done it before.
Yes.
Might have been with the Clefairy. I don't remember. So that's when Brock's like, well, if he has a trainer, then we really can't do anything.
Yeah, let's just go. There's a Pokemon Center down the road, so let's hurry up and get to the Pokemon Center.
And they find it, but about the time they find it, it really does start to downpour. And they're in this lodge, and they're sitting down, and they got some soup. And
once it starts downpouring, we do get a clip of Charmander with a big leaf over his head to try to stay dry because it's raining and his tail flame is about to go out.
Yeah, that fucking sucked.
Yeah.
So.
And then the music they played as well didn't help.
Yeah, they weren't trying to do anybody any favors. So then we're in the Pokemon Center. This is big. It's more than a center. Because there's a fucking cafe.
I just saw an Easter egg.
It's fucking September.
No, an Easter egg in the episode.
Oh.
Oh, like when they go into the Pokemon Center, Team Rocket's logo is in the background as they're panning around the Pokemon Center.
Ah.
So just hanging there in the background.
So they're sitting there and Brock's just looking out the window.
Because he's bothered.
And he goes, do you think somebody eventually did come back for that Charmander?
And then it's at this point you hear a gang of people sitting around not a campfire, but like a heater.
It's a fire pit.
Yeah, fire pit. And we find out that this trainer named Damien is...
Frick name.
Yeah, I know. Damien is talking to all his fellow trainers and friends that he had this Charmander, but this Charmander was so weak and he doesn't have any time for any weak Pokemon because he can never win a battle. So... just like you said about 3 or 4 minutes ago, Doug, he finally took him out of the Pokeball, put him on a rock. He persuaded Charmander that he's going to come back for it, and then just stranded the Pokemon. And that just boils Ash and Brock's temper to shit. And Brock wasn't having any of it.
Well, and Ash, ever the astute fella, Brock slams the table and stands up. And Ash goes, where are you going, Brock? And I'm sitting there going, motherfucker, goddammit, just be in the moment.
But Brock just walks over to Damien and just grabs him by the neck and just is like holding him going, that Charmander is going to die out there. You left it on a rock. He thinks you're coming back for it. This Pokemon is real loyal to you. What kind of trainer are you?
And he goes, go back and get it right now. And the guy goes, why should I? I'm not going to do the accent. I'm not.
Why should I?
That didn't work. makes it sound like he's from goddamn Texas.
All my accents sound alike.
Where was that when AJ was on?
Oh, I did do AJ.
You did. He goes, like you said, he's like, that Pokemon's loyal to you, and you just treating it like it doesn't matter. He kind of bows up, and his cronies kind of get behind him. You don't want to mess with Damien. That's when Ash comes up and goes, you should do what he says and go get him. Fucking Damien calls him a nerd. Yeah. I'm sitting there going, not exactly a nerd, but all right. And then he picks up a random Pokeball.
And goes, Nurse Joy comes into the picture.
And then she's like, we don't battle in here. It's, what does she say? It's disrespectful.
It's disrespectful to your Pokemon to battle inside of a place where other Pokemon are basically healing.
Right. I was like, there was some really poignant stuff. And then Brock immediately deflates the tension by going, she sure is pretty.
And I know. Now Pokemon's dying and he still gets like, can't help his hard-ons for these women.
Then Ash wins the episode in terms of lines by going, it sure is a joyful world. And I was like, well, that's it. That's the line of the episode. It's not going to get any better. We should go home and save ourselves some heartbreak.
But there's one part that I just want to point out because I just saw it again right now. Well, Damien goes, well, you tell them because they started it, and just walks away with his one Pokeball with all his friends. And his friend in the black shirt sees like 12 Pokeballs on the table and just grabs them. Like Damien doesn't even care that he left all these Pokeballs on the table.
Well, no, why would he?
Yeah. He bragged about having all these Pokemon.
He's got his goggles. What does he give a shit?
I wish Damien would have showed up in a later episode where Ash could just whoop his ass in a Pokemon battle.
With
Charizard.
With that Charizard, yeah.
Man.
That would have been something.
You know, I hope that happens one of these days. Like, I'm hoping that that episode already happened. And you
just ain't got to it yet?
Yeah. Like, I'm really hoping that that happens at some point.
You know, because we talked about how AJ hasn't returned. And I don't think we've seen... what's her face from the school?
Oh, Giselle?
Giselle.
So, yeah, we haven't seen Giselle yet. We haven't seen AJ. Hopefully, because from what I'm hearing, Pokemon Journeys, which is on Netflix right now, is kind of tying all the loose ends that were in, like, the Pokemon series.
I see.
Like, Brock finally got a girlfriend. Like, I know that much. So
Damien and his cronies have walked off. So that's when Ash and company decide it's up to them to go save Charmander.
So they get these color-coded raincoats to go out in the rain and go find this Charmander.
And then, Misty's, she's running, but she's bitching at the same time. And then Ash is like, well, nobody asked you to come. And then Misty looks straight at the camera and goes, gotta save an endangered Pokemon or whatever. And she fucking winks. I was like, really? Fucking really?
But this is where another tearjerker happened. I was mad. So at this point, we see a bunch of Spearow.
Fucking Spearow.
Spearow's just dicks.
Fuck them.
But they're sitting in some tall grass, just staring at Charmander. And from what I'm gathering from what's happening here, these Spearow were attacking Charmander, and I'm guessing they were beating him up and scratching him. They were going to eat Charmander.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, they were seeing a snack or dinner or whatever.
Yeah. So, and the flame on Charmander's tail is almost out. Ash throws a rock at the Spearow to get him to run away.
So he hasn't learned.
No. And then Spearow comes over and tries to claw Ash, and Brock shoots it away with his rain jacket and then tells Pikachu, Pikachu, Thundershock.
And then, you know, it works, but it works too well because it gets everybody. And Ash goes, well, maybe next time make sure we're not in range. I was like, well, that's kind of on you as the trainer, but we don't have that kind of time.
Yeah, it's raining. What did you expect? But Charmander didn't get hit.
This is true.
So at this point, they actually skip from being electrocuted to jumping on top of the rock. And Ash notices that the flame on Charmander's tail is almost out. So Brock takes his jacket, his raincoat, wraps it around Charmander so they can get it back to the Pokemon Center.
And, you know, they run in and Nurse Joy was waiting for them. And they go, well, you have to save this Charmander. And I
get it, because Nurse Joy gets pissed when she sees Charmander in this condition.
Oh yeah. And then she's like, how could you let it get, you know, in this condition? And Ash is like, well, it's not mine. It's Damien's. But yeah, it's kind of like one of the first couple episodes when Jenny was like, you know, are you the one stealing the Pokemon? Yeah.
And then at this point, Brock, after Brock says that it's Damien's Pokemon, Brock looks at Nurse Joy and just goes, you need to save it. Just save it. Like, I honestly think with everything going on in this episode, Brock should have had Charmander out of all of them.
Yeah, and I mean, we kind of have this discussion towards the end. But let's not jump too far ahead. So, you know, Nurse Joy is like, well, I'll do what I can. And, you know, we have this long shot of them waiting, you know, by the emergency doors. You know, the lights lit up, and then it goes off, and they all look up, and Nurse Joy comes out, does this complete fucking fake out where she's looking all dejected, and then she looks up and flashes the peace sign and says, well, he's resting comfortably, but I think we'll be okay. And
then they all get happy and they get ready to take a nap, but Brock can't sleep.
Yeah. I mean, they basically camp in the center because I think the storm is still going, and, you know, they wake up the next morning and Brock says Charmander's gone.
He's not here anymore. Man, this just knows how to poke at all your feelings.
And then, which one of us says, I think he went back to that rock?
Let's see. Oh, Ash.
What did he say? He must have gone back to that rock to wait for Damien.
Yeah. So at this point, I mean, They're pulling on your heart because they're like, okay, these guys came over to help you, Charmander, but you're so loyal to your trainer that you're going to go back and wait because you don't want to miss the moment that your trainer, Damien, is going to come back.
Right.
Man.
So we cut to a shot of a much improved tail flame. And Charmander is walking to that rock, and, you know, Brock's right behind, and Charmander kind of stops and kind of has this moment of, motherfucker, I'm going to that rock.
Yeah, and he nods at them and then continues to walk.
And,
oh, no, he doesn't. Yeah, he nods at them, but Brock, Misty, and Ash don't see him nod because he's far ahead.
Right. Yeah, he's far enough where they're like, okay, we know that's Charmander, but that's about it.
Yes. And Brock has this moment where he's like, man, he's going back over there And Damian's not going to go back and get the Charmander. But we cared about it so much more than what Damian did.
And, you know, it's like, doesn't Charmander know how much we care? It's like, well, yeah, but, you know, trainer loyalty and all that stuff.
So, at a moment like this, when everyone's feeling down, who shows up? None other than Team Rocket.
Team Rocket.
And this time they have a nice little Pokemon grabbing machine. Grabber.
I thought it was a robot.
Yeah, it's a robot, but it looks, no, it's not a grabber. It's a drill hole machine, and Meowth has a conundrum, and it's just not another drilling machine, because this is like the third episode that they've had a drilling machine in the episode.
Right.
And he actually says, we tried that already.
And then isn't there some crack about,
if you don't succeed, try again.
Something about, are you going to remember where the hole is this time?
And of course they don't.
Right. So they see the group coming, and they hide behind a bush. And
they walk over the hole, and they fall in. But Pikachu doesn't fall in this time.
Yeah, Pikachu's fine, but the three of them are heavy enough where it's like, you know, that's enough to trip the hole.
Yep. So, and Team Rocket then comes back out, and they're in these blue rubber costumes so they can go and capture Pikachu. Pikachu gives them a thunder shock, but of course it doesn't work because rubber deflects electricity.
Right. And then they bring out this damn red rubber ball, balloon, whatever the fuck,
that squeezes up against Pikachu and puts Pikachu inside of the ball.
And Pikachu knows he's stuck. And Ash, you know, they're in the hole, and Ash goes, well, we need to go get him. And Misty says, that's a great idea, but you're standing on us.
But Ash doesn't give any fucks, because all he sees is Pikachu in a little rubber ball, and James is holding it. And Team Rocket's like, all right, well, you guys have a good time. But Charmander then walks back into the frame.
And, you know, Charmander's not letting him pass. And I think James says something to the effect of, who's this pipsqueak?
Yeah. And then at this point, Meowth is going to attack Charmander, but Charmander lets out a flamethrower.
Big-ass flamethrower.
Yeah. And,
you know, crisp up Team Rocket, and they drop the, well, essentially turns into a sack.
Yeah.
Which, I guess, for Pikachu's sake, good that he was in there, because he's unharmed.
No. Because they put logic into everything in Pokemon. Why the hell did that rubber bag not melt all up against Pikachu? Well, we're here to put kind of some type of logic into Pokemon.
There's only 2 minutes left in the episode. We didn't have time for logic.
True, but at this point, after Team Rocket runs away, who comes out of the bushes but none other than Damian, who looks like he was coming back for Charmander?
Well, I suppose we have to give him the benefit of the doubt, because otherwise, what else was he doing? I mean, it's not like, you know, he got out of the bush and then a girl came running after him. So, you know, he just happens to turn the corner and goes, did my Charmander do that? And then, you know, he walks up to
Charmander and goes, hey, Charmander, I came back for you like I promised.
Still not any better. I mean, it's better than the first attempt, but and then, you know, kind of like you said, Ash is like, what are you doing here? And he's like, I came back like I promised. He goes, you know, Charmander, you know, let's go. I'm here like I promised I would be. And
Charmander gives him the sad look back at, like, is he being for real? I mean, he is my trainer. And then Ash, Misty, and Brock kind of talk him off a ledge and basically go, he abandoned you.
You know, you don't have to go with him if you don't want to. And, you know, he's kind of looking dejected. And that's when Damian loses his patience and goes, you know, you need to return to this Pokeball.
Which, again, this defeats all logic. How was Ash able to get Charmander in his Pokeball?
Yeah, at this point, it's like, I understand, you know, like, is there's, you know, what's the process?
Yes.
You know, it's not like they drug Damian to the next available Pokemon Center and made him give up registration of Charmander. You know, I mean, you know, because after Charmander hits the ball back in his face, he goes, I'm going to crush you with everything I have. And he fucking unleashes another flamethrower and basically runs him off.
Yeah, makes Damian start crying and running off away.
And then, like you said, this is where we kind of get into the nitty gritty. Because Ash actually turns to Brock and says, I think you should have him. Well, he doesn't say it like that because that makes him sound like he's fucking property. Yeah. But
basically, because Brock cared for Charmander, that he should have it. But why didn't Brock take it? I think Misty should have got Squirtle, Ash gets Bulbasaur, Brock gets Charmander.
Yeah.
There you go.
But Brock's like, no. I know whose show this is. You need to take him because you were the one that kept his flame lit, which again is bullshit, and Brock being too noble for his own damn good. And then, unlike last week, where Ash had to battle the Pokemon that was willing to become part of the party, you know, Charmander just jumps into the Pokeball, which, yeah, you know, fair fucks. I mean, Charmander's been through enough.
I know. So, yeah, but it's such a cute jump, too, because the Pokeball opens, the red little laser thing comes out, and Charmander is just so happy. He's just, Char!
He's happier than a pig and shit.
I know. And just goes and just jumps straight into that Pokeball. I was like, man, they got me in this episode. I'm done. Hands up.
Yeah, I mean, it's fine. It's just, it's a long way to get there.
Yeah. So he goes into the Pokeball, and that's essentially the end of the episode at this point, because they continue on their adventure where they're now about to go and meet up with Squirtle.
Well, not just Squirtle now.
The Squirtle Squad.
Squirtle Squad.
So, but yeah, that was the end of the episode. Charmander, the stray Pokemon. So, good stuff. Or as it was translated in Japanese, the stray Pokemon, Hidokage.
So, yeah, I'm happy that we watched the last two episodes. I'm looking forward to next week, when we have something a little more lighthearted.
We got two good ones next week. We got Squirtle and the Lighthouse episode that we can do next week.
Because freaking Pokemon doesn't have to be in my feelings like that.
I know. So, but yeah, at this time, I don't really have much else to say. Do you have anything else to add before we end?
No, I mean, I think I said it, you know, last week. This is a very important trilogy. You know, it's...
And we finally got the ending next week.
There you go. We got the ending, and it's going to be... It's going to... It's some needed laughs.
Yes.
After a couple of heavy episodes.
So, but... Other than that, if you're good, Doug, I'm going to have you give your nice little goodbye, Doug.
Bye, Doug.
And this is Wrestling Chris G telling all of you, make sure to tune in next week for the part three to our trilogy of these official starter Pokemon, where we go to Here Comes the Squirtle Squad, or as it was translated from Japanese, the Zenigame Squad appears. And that one I know I said right because I did the Google Translate beforehand. So there you go. So I can't wait for that. So, all right. Well, until next week, everybody, have a good night and see you next week. Goodbye.